Well, over the past 20 years, charter schools have expanded across the U.S., and now the model is going global. In Pakistan, several education nonprofits have started to adopt government schools, bringing in new books, hiring new teachers, and revamping buildings. Laura Eisensee from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media traveled to Pakistan with the International Center for Journalists and has the first of two reports.
3 years ago, Bushra Naseem left her tuition-free public school in Karachi and switched to a private school. She explains through an interpreter that she didn't like how her public school teachers treated her.
There was physical and verbal abuse, and now it doesn't happen here anymore.
That's because her new school is under new management. A Pakistani nonprofit called the Citizens Foundation took it over from the government last year. Now dozens of students are coming back. Students like Bushra. The eighth grader tells me she wants to become a fighter pilot when she grows up.
She was excited coming back because of the new course books, because of, you know, polite teachers. And she was looking forward to coming back to this school.
In the auditorium, middle and high school boys line up in rows, straight and neat, just like the military. They listen to an opening prayer. All this is part of a larger experiment in Pakistan to reform education. Several nonprofits, including the Citizens Foundation, Developments in Literacy, and CARE, have adopted hundreds of public schools. They take over management and often replace or retrain teachers. Some have long waiting lists or lotteries to win a seat in their classrooms. If this sounds like charter schools in the United States, where independent management groups operate public schools, it's because it's pretty similar. One difference is that U.S. charters are free. The Pakistani groups can charge a nominal tuition, a couple of dollars or less per month.
They have the more experience.
That's Fazlullah Pechuo. He's the education secretary in the Sindh province, and he's eager to partner with nonprofits because he believes they're efficient.
And a lot of agreements are being executed with EMOs, education management organizers, who are the private partners.
There is no solution to Pakistan's education crisis without dramatic improvements to the state of government schools.
Musharraf Zaidi leads the advocacy group Alif Alan. Just like in the U.S. and Pakistan, you'll hear similar complaints about charter schools, that they take much-needed resources away from public schools. Many public schools here are understaffed and underfunded. Teachers may not show up. Buildings are often in disrepair.
It's just that a coherent, successful, modern society, the backbone of that society has to be the government school, the free education that is going to be the difference between being average and being phenomenal.
That's why there's another strategy at play at the Fatima Jinnah Government School in Karachi. Here, seventh grade girls compete in dodgeball in the courtyard. The Zindagi Trust adopted the girls-only school 9 years ago. It offers chess, soccer, a library, and art classes. The trust director, Shehzad Roy, calls it a success for other reasons.
The most important thing why we're turning around government schools is change the system.
Roy is a Pakistani pop singer turned activist. He says the campus acts as a model to change education laws. He chalks up half a dozen reforms. They include a ban on corporal punishment and allowing non-government textbooks in the classroom.
And as an institution, yes, the school is doing really well. But more important thing is, are we impacting the system or not?
He knows that in Pakistan, more than 20 million children don't attend school at all because their schools are falling apart or the students have to go to work. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee, reporting from Karachi, Pakistan.